keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
People, what's going on? What it do? What it do? What it do? It is your boy, Sports Rap CEO, in the building, back on this beautiful, well, this somewhat beautiful Monday afternoon, May the 13th. Can y'all believe it? It's already May. But here we are in another month, and in just a couple weeks, we'll be halfway through this year. Seems like we just started this year, but like I said, in another few days, few weeks, we will be into June, and we will be halfway through this year of 2024. So, with all that being said, just some little chit-chat to catch up here. We all know what's going on. You know what we do. You know where we are, and you know where I am. Heat100Radio.com. Also, still having some technical difficulties with Facebook, so I'm not streaming live on Facebook in the group. But I am at Sports Rap CEO on Instagram, and I am live there right now as we speak. So you can get over there and check this out. And then this video will go up later on Facebook. You know what I'll do. I'll do my editing and all that stuff for you people that don't have it. But for all you people that don't have Instagram or aren't able to chime in live and see me, you could definitely hear my voice if you download the mobile app. And all it is available on both iOS and the Google Play Store. Just search Heat 100 Radio online. Download us, take us with you, and stay in tune with everything Heat 100 Radio. Because you know, like we said, we just had AZ concert tickets. Some people won, some people didn't. And y'all playing with this, man. Because like I told y'all, y'all saw the post. We had the Mother's Day concert. Some people might have got in on that, you know. But now we got something coming up May 18th. So y'all better check the page and find out. The group page, Sports Rap Podcast LLC on Facebook. Also, at Sports Rap CEO on Instagram. Also, check out Heat 100 Radio. Heat 100 Radio Live. Heat 100 Radio 1 on IG. Check out Simply Monica, at Simply Monica 72 on IG. All right? Make sure y'all get in tune, because you know it's summertime. And y'all know what happens in the summertime. And y'all know who is more than likely going to be on your list to see what tickets we got if we get tickets. But I just said that just to give y'all a little taste, and I also threw that if in there because we're not just going to give them to y'all. Y'all going to have to work a little bit for them, all right? Because y'all been playing, especially with me and my folks and giving away my tickets. Y'all been playing. So make y'all work a little bit. But I think some of y'all might want some of these tickets. But nonetheless, you know what we do. I'm going to give y'all some scores from yesterday. And then we're going to get into a couple topics I have selected for y'all today. I think it's going to be some interesting stuff. Just to quickly tip my hat, we're definitely going to talk a little bit Sixers. We're still talking that free agency thing. There's a lot of stuff going on, and there's some different opinions or some mixed opinions about some of the names that have popped up so far. We are also going to talk a little NBA draft. I had one mock draft so far, and I'm just going to run through probably kind of quickly for you all, because we all know that the NBA draft lottery was yesterday. I'll have that list for you, that order for you, as we get through today's episode. So, Major League Baseball yesterday. The Diamondbacks and the Orioles. The Diamondbacks take that 9-2. The Nationals fall to the Red Sox 3-2. The Cubs get by the Pirates 5-4. The Twins get by the Blue Jays 5-1. The Astros beat the Tigers 9-3. Phillies fall to the Marlins. The Marlins avoid the sweep there. Phillies lose 7-6. Yankees 10, Rays 6. Guardians blank the White Sox 7-0. The Cardinals get by the Brewers 4-3. The Rangers on the road fall to the Rockies 3-1. The Reds fall to the Giants in San Fran 6-5. The Royals go to L.A. and beat the Angels 4-2. The A's go into Seattle and fall to the Mariners 8-4. The Dodgers go into San Diego and get blanked by the Padres 4-0. The Braves fall to the Mets in New York City 4-3. All right. In the UFL yesterday, the Defenders fall to the Panthers 22-9, and the Brahmas get by the Roughnecks 15-12. In NBA playoffs yesterday, you could say some good games. You could argue some good games. All right, we'll get to that in just a second. NHL playoffs, round two, game four, Panthers Bruins. Panthers take that 3-2. They now have a 3-1 lead in that series. Round two, game three, the Canucks and the Oilers. The Canucks take that 4-3. They now have a 2-1 lead in that series. Moving on to the NBA playoffs. And we're going to talk a little bit about these games yesterday. And we're going to talk a little bit of Sixers stuff. And then we're going to talk some of the NBA draft and see where that takes us. All right? But again, like I said, you know where I am. So you're going to have to chime in on IG, people, at SportsWeb CEO. Or you can probably call in. The number to call in, 215-287-1672. Probably give you that a couple more times if you need it. But again, you can definitely comment and chime in on IG at SportsWeb CEO. We are live there right now. So, yesterday, round two, game four in the East. Knicks and the Pacers. Pacers bounce back. They take that game 121-89. Series is now tied 2-2. Also, round two, game four in the West. Nuggets and Timberwolves. Nuggets take this 115-107. That series is also now tied 2-2. So, funny thing in the New York Knickerbockers Indiana Pacers series. Funny thing. I heard some stuff today and on some mainstream media. Heard some things today. And I wanted to talk about it just a touch, just a little bit. All right, I'm going to get to that in just a second. I forgot to give y'all some news and some updates. As we all heard, have heard, the Suns have hired Mike Budenholzer to be their next coach. Aces star A'ja Wilson lands a sneaker deal with Nike. Jerry Rice is angered that his son fell to the seventh round in the NFL draft. A boxing announcer declares the wrong winner in a women's bantamweight title fight. Toronto is awarded a WNBA franchise set to begin play in 2026. The Bucks make Winfield the highest paid cornerback in the NFL, and Bronny James has been cleared to play in the NBA. And finally, I'll talk about the Phillies in a little bit. I won't talk about the Phillies now. I'll hold off on the Phillies for a little bit. And I'm forgetting stuff. See, I'm trying to move a little bit too fast. Before I get into my NBA stuff, NBA lottery and the playoffs and all of that kind of jazz, before I get into that, I have to recap my weekend. I hope you all had a great weekend. I'm sorry I didn't say that in the beginning, but I hope you all had a really good weekend. My weekend was somewhat busy, but it was also a good weekend. I made a post yesterday, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. So for today, if you did not see the post, if it's efficient, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers. I know it was a little rainy and chilly here in the city, but I hope you enjoyed your day. I hope you made the best of it, as best of it what you could. All right. So Saturday, as you know, and I have been posting, if you follow me, you saw it. There is a gentleman who does big things in the city with our youth, and the game of basketball involving our youth. His name is Stan Groovy Laws. A lot of you that are listening to me probably know him. I'm sure a lot of you do. This is his fourth year running Philly All-American game. Okay, his fourth year running this game. I think I've been to all but one, if I remember correctly. But just so you know, it's always a really good turnout. It's always a great event. It resembles the McDonald's All-American game, but it's for our local tri-state area young people, young men and women. It came about when a young lady, and I forget her name, and I apologize for forgetting her name, but she was snubbed by the McDonald's All-American High School game committee in the year that she was eligible. So Mr. Coach Stan Groovy Laws decided to make the game in honor of her, and he's been doing it for 4 years. This year was held at St. Joe's Prep, and like he mentioned there, if you were there, this is the first game that was actually held within the city. It's usually somewhere outside of the city, on the outskirts, on the suburbs or whatever, but this year it was actually held in the city limits. Two really good games. Two fairly high-scoring games, which you would expect in a that type of setting. I won't say all-star, but for them, but in that type of setting. I'm going to say that. Yeah, in a high school all-star setting, a lot of points were scored. But the amazing thing is the fact that he does it for the city, but there are, like we said, players from the tri-state area, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, who participate in this game. There was one particular young lady who actually won the best player of the women's game, young women's game, scoring 42 points, actually setting a record, who bypassed another all-star type of game to come and play in this game for Coach Stan Laws. So that in itself shows you how much respect he has earned, how much he is respected amongst these young folk, these young men and women. I'm not calling them folk. These young men and women in that realm and doing the things that he does. Some other standouts in the young ladies game: Shariah Barnes, Keomi McMiller. I'm sorry, from the Life Center Academy. Sharia Barnes of the Paul 6 High School, Serenity Burgess out of Coatesville, and Savannah Curry out of Westtown. On the boys' side, Kevin Rucker from Bonner Prendy won the Marvin O'Connor Most Outstanding Player. Jahan Green from Camden Eastside won the DJ Newbill Player of the Game. And Jabrell Dennison of Simon Gratz Mastery won the DTLR Player of the Game. So just make sure that when this game comes up next year and I'm posting and everything and about it, you make sure you pay attention and write the date down and make sure you just get in touch with me, and I will definitely keep you in the loop and let you know when the thing is going to go on. Because again, you're missing out on some really, really good talent that's in your backyard. Like I post when I say it, it's some really good talent that's in your backyard. And again, folks, we need to get out and support these young people. These young people are doing positive things, trying to make a name for themselves in a positive way. So that we definitely need to support. So kudos and everything out to you, Coach Stan. Definitely got to send some applause for that. And again, I don't know if you're tuned in right now or not, but you definitely got your shout outs. You saw the post that I did. You acknowledged the post, and I'm all with you, bro. And again, I definitely appreciate you accepting me, inviting me into the realm, and allowing me to do what I do to get some footage so I can bring back and share with my people who may not have attended the game. But again, if you have not been, next year, you need to get with me, pay attention, and make sure that you definitely attend that game next year, because it's something to see. Like I said, it's just a great event. Well put together, well organized. There are awards given out for other people who have impacted these young people and had an impact in the community and the basketball community. So it's a good thing to get out and support something like that. And the proceeds go to funding his Bible basketball camp during the summer. So get on out there. It's definitely a good cause. And, you know, like I said, we need to get out and support these young men and women who are definitely on a positive road and doing positive things. So getting back to what we do, what I wanted to get into today. I'm going to turn my mic up just a little bit. Make sure y'all hear me all day today. So I want to start. Where do I want to start? Do I want to start with Minnesota, Denver, or do I want to start with New York? Let's start Minnesota, Denver. And I know I kind of alluded to some things that were said that I saw earlier today on mainstream media about the Knicks and the Pacers series, but I'll get back to that. Don't worry. I'll get back to that. So, Timberwolves Nuggets series is now tied 2-2. Backtracking and looking at the grand scheme of where we are right now with this series, a lot of people felt strongly that because Minnesota went in and beat them 2 on their court opening the series, that series was arguably over. So ironically, in this series, it's tied up 2-2, and the visiting team has won their games on the other team's court. Now they're going back to Denver for game 5, which is going to be a pivotal game, especially with the series tied at 2-2. Usually when it's like this, they say the person who wins game 5 or the person that gets the 3 wins first typically wins this series. I saw a stat earlier today where teams that were down 0-2 and come back and tie the series typically go on to win the series as well. But like I was going to say, backtracking a little bit, where people thought that the series was basically over or arguably over when Minnesota won 2 games. And again, I'm not going to discredit anything that they did, because I'll be one to tell you sitting here today, May 13th, 2024, 4:15 p.m. Eastern time, that I do agree, and I saw what I saw. And Denver got beat at home. No, not just Minnesota won those games. They got beat. And at that point, a lot of people were saying, yeah, the series is probably over. I was one who was immediately on the train that jumped in, and I said this to some of my coworkers, a couple of my coworkers too. I said, hey, listen, I think Denver's going to get game 3. And I said, I'm not saying right now that Minnesota's done. They had their 2 wins and all of that. No, because they beat them again. What I was saying at the time is, and this is with everything that had played out between game 2 ending and before game 2 ending and before them even playing game 3. If you remember, before they played game 3, Joker had just been named another MVP of the league. He's already down 0-2, and he's 0-2 at home. Okay, he took 2 losses at home, 2 bad losses at home. I said, I understand what everybody's saying, and I feel it. Something's there. Either they know how to beat them, or they're just running them up and down the court with their youth. Something. But I also said, me looking at things the way I look at things now, which is a little differently than just a basic fan, it's part in because of what I do sitting here talking to you right now. And I realized, and I brought up, that the NBA is probably, and this is how I said, they're probably going to let them get game 3. And I said, what really realistically needs to happen is Denver needs to go into Minnesota and get that game. But I still think NBA is going to have a little bit of help in that there. I saw something I mentioned to some coworkers today at work about the score. I'm not going to bring it up here because it could go into that realm of the conspiracy theorists, but it was something that I actually saw with my own eyes. If I remember, I may bring it back and give it to you before I close out. But for right now, I'm not even going to bring it up. But I did see something. But like I said, I felt like the NBA couldn't let the just minted third-time league MVP already down 0-2. Already down 0-2, going to on the road now. So you lost two at home. Now you're going on the road. I said, they can't let them lose game three. I said, because do you understand the magnitude of what game five could look like financially for the NBA? And we're about to see it anyway. But this is before they even play game three. I'm on this already. And I'm like, listen, you have to understand that they could get to a game five, which would be back in Denver. So it's like a redemption game for Denver because you got beat twice in your building starting out the series. The NBA could stand to make a lot of money off of this game. I said, hell, they could arguably have been scheduled as the only game on that particular night. I don't know if all that's going to happen, but I'm just thinking, I like to think ahead a little bit for myself, if you will. So those are the possibilities and some of the things I thought of. And then there are other things like within the storylines or the storylines that could be written and just basically like, listen, we can't let Joker go down like this. And they get to game three and they win game three. And then yesterday they play game four, and game four, they put something on the Minnesota Timberwolves. But here's the thing. I don't think the Timberwolves are scared. I don't think the Timberwolves are going to just lay down and die. I think they're going to, and they don't have any reason to, because they're going back to Denver. It's tie game, so it's like 0-0, basically. All right. But they already know that they can win in Denver. So it's not that same pressure as past series where a team was down 0-2. A young team might have been down 0-2. They took two games. Now they're going back. Either way, going back home or going on back on the road, whatever. But down 0-2, fight back. And now this fifth game is coming and you got to go on the road. That pressure is not really there for them because they know they can beat them in Denver. Pressure's on Denver, like I said, which could be pegged as a redemption game for losing the first two. It also could be a redemption game to put the media and everybody else in the NBA on standby or on alert and let them know, look, we still the champs, okay? We can still do this. We stumbled a little bit, but we still here. We still the champs until somebody physically actually beats us. They've won a couple games, but they haven't beaten them yet. So we'll see what happens in game five. And again, like I said, usually when that happens, the winner of game five, history typically wins the series in the NBA. First person three arguably wins the series. Moving along to Knicks Pacers. Here's some of the things that I kind of get a little disturbed about when I listen to mainstream media in certain situations. And I brought this up before, and a lot of people will probably say, yeah, well, he's biased. Here comes the bias. Yes, it is biased, yes. But I can find video and back it up. So, yes, I'll admit it is a little biased because I'm a Philly guy. I'm Philly native. Philly 4 fan, yes. But since I've been doing what I've been doing, and I'm going on 9 years now, I've done the research, I've seen it, I can prove it to you. People on mainstream media are kind of now bringing up what a lot would arguably call excuses on the situation that the Knicks are in now, being tied right now with the Indiana Pacers. Being a basketball fan, I think the Knicks are the better team. I think the Knicks are in a bind with injuries, and which limits even more Tom Thibodeau. There's always been the rumor that Thibodeau overmaxes his players. It looks like that's what has happened now. Jalen Brunson is not 100%. Dante DiVincenzo not looking like he looked against us or in games one or two. Josh Hart the same way, not looking. And then people are throwing in there, well, if OG had played, they would have won this game. If so-and-so had played, they could have did this. Right. And like the old saying or the cliche saying goes, if fifth was a fifth, we all know what would happen. So I would like for more fans, more media members. Like, I watched Shannon and Ocho. Ocho said, you know, talked about this. So they said, yeah, listen, this is what happened. They got beat. And now, Kat, you played well at home in the first two games and or whatever. And you need to stay in their game. You bodied Kat. You bodied up Joker. You played. Now you want to step out to the three-point line and this, that, and the third. And he was like, yeah, Kat, we need you to get busy on the block. Basic stuff. Simple stuff. I understand it. I get it. I like that kind of stuff, though. What I don't like is the excuses. I would like for more people, more fans, like I was starting to say, more fans, more media members who are fans as well, to just admit that your team got beat. I, for one, I feel like I tend to do that with my squads. And I may, from time, say, well, look, the referees made some bad calls. There were some questionable calls, but we still got beat. Just like I had said at the end of going into game 5 and 6 of our series with the Knicks in the first round, I was to the point where what I had seen as far as play and officiating, I was to the point by game 5 and 6 where I was just willing to accept us moving on, or us moving on, extending, or just being beat. And when it got to game 6, I accepted the fact that we got beat. But then I backtracked a little bit and I analyzed the box score and I looked at some things and I brought up some valid points and I brought up some good points. Like I said, I mentioned the thing about Tobias Harris. And it's just weird that you look at that series, we won by 11, which was the biggest point margin in any game in that 6-game series. We lose game 6 by 3 points. So for me, what was one of the hardest things to take, or one of the biggest pills to swallow, the hardest pill to swallow, was the fact that someone who has been here for 5 years got paid a shit ton of money, which a lot of people, including me, did not go for, did not accept, did not like, but there was nothing we could do about it. But your season is on the line. You have your star player playing on one leg with Bell's palsy, and he's probably going to sound like a broken record. You've got the young kid, up-and-coming Maxie, playing his heart out. You've got guys that just got here this year, giving their all to play, and giving their all playing, trying to save the season. And, dude, you've already been here an incumbent, and you allegedly our third scorer, and you only give us, not only, you give us no points in that game. You play 29 minutes and you only take 2 shots. I broke this down for y'all before. Yeah, I broke it down last week. You took 2 shots. So aside from that, you know, I just want to people to be, because yesterday the Knicks just got flat out beat. And people were talking about, yo, well, Tom Thibodeau only plays this many players, and with people heard he's down to this many. Okay, that's his prerogative. He's got a roster full of players. You have some players hurt, but you have other players in uniform that you could use. But obviously you haven't used them enough during the course of things, so there's no trust there. This is, again, where I say it's a going, ongoing thing, and it's kind of like around the league that Tom Thibodeau overmaxes his players. He wears them down. He wears them out. So, we'll see what happens in that series. I don't know. Like I said, I feel like New York is still the better team. And I'm thinking about the rosters fully healthy. Even without OG, I still think that the Knicks are the better team. Unfortunately, I do think that. But we'll see what happens. All right, we'll definitely see what happens. And if I will keep my ear to it, you know, like I always do, and let you guys know what I find out. If I find out any underlying stories or anything like that, I'll definitely get them to y'all as best as I can or as quickly as I can. So we've had our off season. Well, Sixers rather. We're into the off season, and the playoffs are abundant right now. We know every year in the second round, they have the NBA draft lottery. It was yesterday. We all know what the draft lottery is. Don't have to give you the backdrop on that, the details and all that. So, 1 through 14. In a surprise, the Atlanta Hawks somehow, some way, sneak up and get the number one overall pick. Number two goes to the Washington Wizards. Three to the Rockets. Number four, San Antonio Spurs. Five to the Detroit Pistons, who were actually a little bit upset about that because they had the worst record in the league. They had 14 wins all season long. Number six goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Number seven to the Blazers. Number eight, San Antonio Spurs. No, I didn't rewind the video or anything like that. Yes, the Spurs have two lottery picks. I think this is might be some of the reason why Detroit is a little pissed that they fell to five and whatnot. But anyway, yes, you heard that correctly. At number nine, the Grizzlies. 10, the Jazz. The Bulls at 11. Again in the mix with all the picks that they've built up for years now. The Thunder at number 12. The Kings 13. The Blazers 14. And just for talking and purposes of picks, two picks after that at number 16 is the Sixers' first round pick this year. So, I was a little shocked. I had to check myself, actually, just like some of you probably did when you heard me say the fourth pick and the eighth pick belongs to the same team. Because it's very rare that you see a team get two lottery picks. You'll see teams get multiple first-round picks or stuff like that. But it's very rare that you see teams get two lottery picks in the same year. So, best of luck to them. We'll see what happens. So, with that being said, I will go into the NBA draft. A mock draft that I have here. Before I do that, I'll give you the rest of the picks in that first round. Like I said, we stopped the lottery at 14. At 15 is Miami. Like I said, the Sixers are 16. 17 is the Lakers. 18, the Magic. Toronto at number 19. Cleveland at 20. New Orleans from Milwaukee at 21. Phoenix at 22. 23, Milwaukee from New Orleans. 24 is New York from Dallas. 25 is New York, their own pick. 26 is the Wizards from the LA Clippers via Dallas and OKC. 27, Minnesota. 28, Denver. 29, Utah from Oklahoma City via Toronto and Indy. And number 30, Boston. In round two, Philadelphia traded away some picks. And we had a forfeited pick, so it looks like we do not have a second. Oh, we do have one second round pick, number 41, which came from Chicago via Boston, San Antonio, and New Orleans. So, moving into this, like I said, this is a very, very early mock draft. Like I said, the draft lottery was just yesterday, and this is our first mock draft. So, again, some of these names are probably going, you're probably going to be like, what? Who the heck? So, I'm just going to run through it. Kind of quick. The Atlanta Hawks is Alex Saar, a center from France. Nikola Taupic, a guard from Serbia, to the Wizards. Rob Dillingham, a guard out of Kentucky, usually can't go wrong there, to the Rockets. The first lottery pick for the Spurs, Ron Holland from the G League Ignite. Detroit takes a forward from France, Zachary Risache, number 6. The Hornets, Matias Bouzelis out of from the G League Unite as well. Number 7, the Blazers, Donovan Clingan from Utah, from UConn. UConn back-to-back picks here. San Antonio Spurs with their second lottery pick, Stephon Castle, a guard from UConn. Memphis, Reed Shepherd, a guard from Kentucky. Utah Jazz, Cody Williams, forward of Colorado. The Bulls, Isaiah Collier, guard from USC. Number 12, OKC, Kyle Filipowski from Duke. 13, Sacramento Kings, Don Dalton Neck from Tennessee. 14, the Blazers take Tijane Salouane from France. 15, Miami Heat, Devin Carter out of Providence. Philadelphia takes Tyler Smith, the forward guard from the G League Unite. 17, New Orleans Pelicans, Kellel Ware from Indiana. Orlando, Jared McCain from Duke. 19, Toronto Raptors, Eze Missy from Baylor. Number 20, Cavaliers, Pacome Dadiet from France. 21, New Orleans Pelicans, Jacoby Walter from Baylor. Phoenix Suns, Deron Holmes, number the second from Dayton. 23, the Milwaukee Bucks, Tristan DeSilva from Colorado. 24, the Knicks with back-to-back picks. 24, they take Johnny Furphy from Kansas. And then at 25, they take Bub Carrington from Pitt. At 26, the Wizards take Zach Edey from Purdue. Number 27, the Wolves take Neek Clifford from Colorado State. 28, Denver, Tyler Kolek, the guard from Marquette. Utah, Kyshawn George, a forward from Miami. And closing out the first round, the Boston Celtics early take Izan Almansa from the G League Unite. So that's that. And that is your draft picks. So the other thing I wanted to get to, and I wanted to talk about this. The news we've already heard with the Philadelphia 76ers and the rumors and the names that have come up. The early names, the early biggest names have been The early biggest names have been Paul George, Jimmy Butler, and Brandon Ingram. Two of them would have to be done by a trade. Speaking of Jimmy Butler and Brandon Ingram, Paul George is a free agent, so he could be signed in free agency. Most recently, some other names have come up, and one, LeBron James. Then there's also been the chatter that LeBron James was seen and his son was seen talking to one of the coaches from Villanova. There's a possibility that he could attend there, yada, 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 and all that jazz. And then LeBron is saying that he wants to come here. If he does that, that does happen. He wants to stay closer to family. So that's where the Philadelphia thing has come into play. So we've had mixed opinions about all of these guys. Me personally, for me, I like the Jimmy Butler thing. And I like it because he likes to play with Joel and he's beginning to see what Maxey is. It's like I said, when they played in that play-in game, his focus, and he kept reminding his teammates, the focus was on them. All right. And we know for the short time that he was here what Jimmy can bring to this city, type of player that we love in this city, and we know what he can bring to the game. The Paul George, which is the top one that's going for the Sixers. Now, that's running as the number one guy for the Sixers right now. It all depends on what happens in L.A. They have a lot of tougher decisions to make than the Sixers do. So, it all depends on what happens out there. And the Paul George thing, there are mixed opinions where people are saying that that's probably the best fit to play alongside Joel and Maxey. Some people are saying no. I'm thinking, I really don't know. Because at this rate, almost anything is an upgrade from Tobias Harris. I kind of like a little bit more things in the realm of the Brandon Ingram, even though that would have to be a sign and trade, because of the youth and the things that he can do. He can do a lot of the same things that I do, but again, one of the other things is the youth there. I also have mentioned to some people, analyzing the situation, analyzing the pieces that were here and some of the things that Nick Nurse tried to do with some of the pieces that were here, I have an eerie feeling that there may be some chatter as the playoffs progress, depending on where these two guys go, on where these two guys end up, or how far these two guys go. I have a gut feeling that there may be some chatter, there may be some reaching out to the people of OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam, who both played under Nick Nurse. I think both of them will fit here, but it's just a thought of mine. Like this offseason, like we've mentioned, for the Philadelphia 76ers, it is one of, if not the biggest in franchise history. Again, excuse my language, they got a shit ton of money to spend. So they can ideally bring in another max player. But for me, it has to be the right max player, because when you talk about a max player, you're looking at extending that player for 2, 3, maybe even 4 years beyond this upcoming year. So we're looking at a 4-year to 5-year contract as far as a max. Again, has to be, in my opinion, it has to be the right player. I've seen that Maxey and Joel are going to be included in this free agency process. So that's a great thing. I like the fact that they're going to be included, because that's who they're going to build around. That's who we're going to build around. I also saw that Nico Batum is going to go take some rest, some time while get ready for the Olympics, and was pondering retirement. But I also saw that Joel Embiid has grown fond of him, grown fond of playing with him, and would like him to return at least for another season to run it back. Like, it is so crazy, because like I gave you last week, I gave you the top 10 free agents. So the Sixers have some work to do. There are probably going to be some guys who aren't going to get contracts that they may be expected to get in free agency that are free agents. Again, I say to you all, because of the season that Tobias Harris had, even with what I always said, his inconsistencies, he kind of sort of did enough. 14 points and maybe I think about 7-8 rebounds for someone else to give him some money. Again, like I said, it's probably not going to be what we gave him, but someone else will arguably pay him some money to come and play for their team. So, again, make or break for the Philadelphia 76ers this summer. Make or break for Daryl Morey this summer, this offseason. The Sixers are arguably in the best position they've been in, that they have been in a long time, where they can spend this money and not really have to worry about the luxury tax. So, Mr. Morey, you've got to do your due diligence. Listen to your guys. You have definitely got to get this right. If you get this right, oh, the possibilities, people. But it's got to get done right. Has to be done right. It's the bottom line. If it doesn't get done right, then who knows what we could be looking like after that. Folks, the U.S. Olympic team has been organized. Those participants are KD, LeBron, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, Kawhi Leonard, and Jason Tatum. Looks like a formidable squad, I think. Although I only see one true center. Two others play center, but I don't believe that they are actually centers. One is listed as a center a lot of times, but he doesn't really play center. It's Anthony Davis. And then Bam is listed as center all the time, but he's just not really a center just because of his size. So we'll see what happens in that. Folks, before I forget, I mentioned a couple weeks ago to you, summertime is coming. I know everybody wants to get their body right. You want to get your mind right too. Listen, check out my friends over at Mind Men Mushrooms. MindMendMushrooms.com. Get over there and check them out. Tell them Sports Rap sent you. They give you, if you're scared or if you have concerns about mushrooms, it's actually a gel capsule powder crushed up. They give you dosing guidelines on their website. So get over there and check them out. Again, MindMendMushrooms.com. Also, let them know that Sports Rap sent you. And if to get a free sample, email info@mindmenmushrooms.com. Mention Sports Rap Podcast or at Sports Rap CEO, and you can find out how you can get a free sample to get you started. Again, don't worry. Like I said, you want to get that body done for the summer. The summer's coming, so you want to get your body right. You have to get your mind right to go along with your body. Again, Mind Men Mushrooms, make sure you check them out. Folks, Eagles opponents have been named for the 2024 season. Home games, 9 home games, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, of course, division, the Browns at home, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Jags, the Packers, and Steelers at home. Got some tough games on the road. Again, 3 are division, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants. Got the Bucks on the road. Got to go to L.A. again. Got the Ravens on the road, the Bengals, and then the Saints on the road. So, I think the Eagles would be fine. You know, a lot of talk has been talked about what they've done in the draft, what they did in free agency, how he was back on his you-know-what again. I think he did a masterful job this offseason. And we got new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator who understand the game, who understand the evolution of the game, understand the evolution of their particular side of the ball. I think it's going to help Jalen. I think it's going to help both Skinny and Swole Batman. I think it's going to help that defense. And again, with the picks that helped arguably solidify that back end of that defense, I think it's going to be fun to see this year. Really, really fun to see this year. So, folks, that wraps up today. Today was kind of quick today. But I gave you all the information that I felt like I needed to give y'all. And it is what it is. Phillies, before I close out. Yes, before I close out. Phillies are doing the thing. Even with the loss yesterday, I think they still have the best record. In Major League Baseball, or first place in the National League East. They had just come off of an 11-game home streak. 11-game home stand, winning streak, and yada, yada. A couple sweeps in the series, but they just took a loss last night to the Marlins, unfortunately. But again, tops in the league. The Phillies are doing the thing. Hottest team in baseball right now. If you haven't checked them out, you need to check them out. Monday night schedules for you guys. Got some NBA playoff action. Round 2, game 4s. Okay, Celtics at the Cavs and Thunder at Mavs. NHL playoffs, round 2, game 4. Stars are at the Avalanche. Also, round 2 will be game 5, Hurricanes and the Rangers. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays and the Orioles, Marlins and the Tigers, the Phillies are in the city, face the Mets, Rays and the Red Sox, Cubs, Braves, Nationals, White Sox, Pirates, Brewers, Guardians, Rangers, A's, Astros, Cardinals, Angels, Reds, D-backs, Royals, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Dodgers, Giants. Of course, folks, you see the sweatshirt I'm wearing today. It's one of my own. Make sure you get to Instagram. Check out at Making It Yours. Make MAKING underscore YOURS underscore IT. Did I spell that wrong? At MAKING_IT_YOURS. Check them out. Custom made t-shirts, hoodies, and tumblers for your expense. You can get you some sports rap gear. Also, if you will, make sure you check them out. Tell them Sports Rap sent you and like the page and order you some stuff. Order you some merch. All right. Again, 73 degrees outside. Get out and enjoy some of this Monday if you're not out already. If you're on your way home from work, take your time, enjoy it. Make sure you get home safe. You know where you find me. Instagram, TikTok, Threads at Sports Rap CEO. On Facebook at Sports Rap Podcast. Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page there. Check the webpage, sportsrapradio.com. Also, audio can be found on Spreaker, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts, as well. Also, get over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, Sports Rap TV, then hit the thumbs up on the videos that you like, your favorite ones, then hit that bell to make sure you get alerted when new content is up, and then tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to do the same thing. Let's get those viewers up so we can stream live on YouTube as well as Instagram, and maybe get back to doing Facebook, but we can definitely get Instagram, we can get some YouTube live up. So get over there, make sure you subscribe to that channel, and help a brother out, help yourself out, so you can have more venues where you can see me live and hear this voice. And also, don't forget, the link to tune in is also in the description on all my social medias. The mobile app is up, available on iOS and the Google Play Store. Make sure you download it. Take us with you everywhere you go, and make sure you stay tuned. Summertime's coming up. Just make sure you stay tuned. We always got stuff for you. Talk to y'all all week on social media. Next Monday, right back here. Have a special guest in the studio on Monday. Make sure you tune in for that. As always, folks, be great on purpose. Talk to y'all in traffic, social media. Peace.